Hello and welcome to my podcast. So I literally was just laying here and I'm on my phone and I'm scrolling and I seen it was on Google or somewhere on the internet or social media. I don't even remember where I seen it. I saw a tattoo of possibly a young man with, it said death before dishonor on, I believe it was his arm. And my wheels just started spinning and thinking about our young men, not just young black men. I'm talking about men of color. I'm talking about minorities. I'm talking about all men. To know that that lifestyle, that is tied to that death before dishonor, it's creepy and weird to me. The streets are a place where I didn't grow up on, per se, but I've been around a couple of corners, you know, and this isn't the first time I've seen this tat. I've seen this tat a couple of times, you know, throughout my life, but to see it on Google or Facebook or wherever I seen it at on the internet, it just really got my wheels spinning. And I wish young men, specifically young men who are with the death before dishonor, what is it? Snitches get stitches. Don't break the street code of loyalty and all of this. I wish that same love and that same loyalty and that same, I got your back, you got mine. I would never give you up. I would never rat you out. Can you just imagine if men, especially young men, would apply that same, I got you, to their faith? If they have an ounce left. Like, I was reading my word this morning, as usual, and everyone wants to holler, oh, the OG, oh, the most gangsters, and this person is the top ranking, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, y'all all sound crazy because the God that I serve, he is for real, the OG. That is the dopest. You want to see death before dishonor? If you really read the Bible and really grasp, especially young men, I want them to read the Bible. You want to see loyalty. You want to see respect. You want to see what pure, true, unconditional love is. Just open up that first page. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Do you know how gangster you gotta be to create the earth and the birds and the dirt and animals? And then you go farther on in the Bible, God is sitting, wait a minute, I need people. Boom, Adam and Eve. He's so top tier and high ranking that he caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was deep in sleep, he removed one of Adam's ribs to create woman. Like, I just wish, I really, really wish, and I hope that if there is a young man listening to this podcast right now, and you are unfortunately wrapped up in the streets, or you are wrapped up in trying to prove your loyalty to the streets, or you're trying to, even if you are a young man that is trying to leave the streets alone, and you're one foot in and you're one foot out, open up your Bible. Get to know the Lord. The most toughest most rewarding walk that you will ever have is with Christ. It's not the mean streets of the hood where you're from. It's not the sets that you rep. All that don't matter. When you have God, you really want to be respected and you turn your life over to God. He will cleanse all of that yuck out of you. You are a new creation. When you accept him into your life, your eyes are open. You have something called discernment. And it's a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful to walk with God. So, all of you young dudes, I said this to a friend the other day. The streets is gone, especially if you were born anywhere from the late 1970s to the 80s. Our time has gone and come. We should be in positions now where some of us are mothers, some of us are fathers, some of us are raising nieces and nephews and trying to influence and trying to coach the younger generation on, hey, wait a minute, before little Oopsie and little Bebe and the kid and Hoodie with the Boogie, whatever his name is, Ace Hoodie with the Hoodie, you know I don't listen to that type of music. I am messing up these young men's name. Boogie with the Hoodie, like we should be trying to uplift and show them all those artists that I just named ain't nothing compared to God. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I just really had to come on here and say that because that Death Before Dishonor tattoo really did something in me, and it makes me wonder and it makes me hurt for just men. Young boys who are 18, 17, you know, young, just trying to find a home. Your home, your temple, God got you. Thanks again for listening.